Hey man, so all right, so this message is called the Mother's Day Miracle. And Mother's Day Miracle. So all around the country today, we'll be celebrating Mother's Day and honoring mothers. But I also want to throw in grandmothers. There's a lot of grandmothers out there who really serving, ministering in the area of being a mother, you know, filling in for the mother role. There's a lot of women who are also filling in the mother or grandmother role. And so we want to honor you today too. Amen. Today I want to encourage you guys. Throughout the week, I was thinking of how this is going to come about. And it's kind of funny because I started Monday or Tuesday and the Lord just dropped this message and I finished it like earlier in the week, and which was nice for me. And usually it's kind of a struggle throughout the week and getting it all together, but God just put this in my heart. And so I'm excited about teaching this morning. I hope it's encouraging. But we want to encourage you, mothers. Okay, what you do as being a mother is very important. And it matters. It matters a lot. We want you to know, all your mothers and grandmothers and mothers-to-be and mothers that want to be, that every hug, every prayer, every encouraging word, and every tear, that you are making a difference. You are truly making a difference. You're impacting your children, grandchildren. You're making an impact in the future generations. It's important. You being a mother matters greatly. Listen closely to this. God made you to influence your children in a way that no one else can ever do. I'm pausing because I really want that to sink in. Throughout the Bible, we have examples, great examples of mothers who have made a wonderful difference, powerful difference in the lives of their children and grandchildren and so on. A few examples are Sarah, the mother of Isaac, Hannah, the mother of Samuel, Jochebed, the mother of Moses, Elizabeth, the mother of John the Baptist, and of course, Mary, the mother of Jesus. Okay? Now, although Jesus was the Son of God, he was not the only child that Mary had. Now, while Jesus was conceived of the Holy Spirit, Mary had other children by Joseph. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem, Matthew chapter 13, 55 and 56, tells us that Jesus had four brothers, James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas. And he also had some sisters, which the Bible doesn't tell us how many or tell us what their names were. So when I think about this, I think about what a family affair, you know, what a big family it was there, Mary and Joseph's house and in Joseph's carpenter shop. What was really going on? I'm sure that Mary was a busy mother raising her family, and it was a big family. At that, I also am sure that Mary's family had the same issues to deal with as just normal families. Would y'all agree? With that many kids and that family, I'm sure they had a lot of things going on. The Bible really doesn't tell us this, but tradition tells us that Joseph may have died as a young man and left Mary as a widow. She had to face life alone but she had her children. And her children were an interesting crew. If you study the lives of their children, it's not a lot there, but definitely, obviously, we have Jesus, the Son of God, the Savior of the world, right? And Jesus' brothers were very interesting. John 7:5 tells us that Jesus' own brothers did not believe in him at the very beginning. Matter of fact, in Mark 3:21, the Bible tells us that Jesus' brothers thought Jesus was crazy. They thought he'd lost his mind. This is their brother, and he's running around saying, "I'm the Messiah, Savior of the world." They really didn't get it. It really didn't dawn on them until much later on. But, everybody say but. But Mary kept praying for her boys. I'll say that again. Mary kept praying for her boys. She did not give up on them. She continued to give them to God. She kept trusting God with those hard-headed boys. Now, it must have been a little difficult for them, Jesus' brothers, to grow up and live with Jesus. Right? Sinless. Savior of the world. The Messiah. But it was harder to live without them. They needed Jesus too. It took Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection, and a persistent mother's prayers before those boys' eyes were opened. Jesus' brothers were absent at Calvary, but they were present there in the upper room on the day of Pentecost. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. Thank God for praying mothers who kept praying and believing till their boys were saved. Mary expected a Mother's Day, even though that was not back in that day, but she expected a miracle for her boys. So this morning, I want to encourage you guys. Encourage you. Do not give up on your children. Now, if your children are still young, they're still little, I want to encourage you to continue praying for them. Continue teaching them. The Bible says that if you train up a child in the way he should go, he would not depart from it later on. Now, Gary said something about the girls with the dolls over here. We sit behind them and we see them every Sunday morning. Every Sunday morning, including this morning, they happen to be turned around. But I remember last Sunday, that's what I was going to share with you. Remember I forgot something? Took a week, but I finally got it. But last week, they were singing, like the worship songs. You know, Angelum had the worship songs going. And they were turning around playing with their dolls. But I noticed they were mouthing every one of the songs. They were playing with little dolls, and they were singing the songs right along. It was precious. I mean, it moved me. It was precious. They were singing today. They were singing those worship songs. So if kids are little, keep pouring that word in them. Keep pouring those worship songs in them. It makes a big difference. Now, let's look back a little bit. John tells us that everyone eventually ended up at the Feast of Tabernacles. Now, the Feast of Tabernacles is a week-long fall festival to celebrate the 40-year journey that the Israelites had, you know, chugging through the wilderness. And Jesus' brothers, I'm not going to go into the whole thing, but Jesus' brothers kept trying to get Jesus to go down there. Go on down there and promote yourself. Because they still just really, the Bible tells us that they didn't believe in Jesus at that time. They didn't really believe who he really was. So they were trying to be his business manager and try to get him to promote himself like he was some kind of circus show or some kind of magic trick show. That's really kind of how they were looking at it, if you study it. And Jesus was like, no, that's not my time. Not my time. Not my time right now. But think about it. Jesus' own brothers did not believe in him. You see, Jesus went to Calvary, and while he hung on the cross, none of his brothers were there to comfort Mary, their mother. They wasn't there. And Jesus turned to the disciples. You guys all know the story. He turned to the disciple John and asked him to look after his mother, Mary. It took the death, burial, I'm going to say this three times. It took the death, burial, resurrection of Jesus Christ for his brothers to finally believe that he's the Messiah. They didn't believe in him until this miracle took place called the gospel, because the resurrection, the death, burial, and the resurrection, this whole miracle of the gospel, that's what it really took for them to wake up. The miracle of salvation is what it really took. And that's what it takes for anyone, no matter who it is. That's what it takes for anyone to be saved and delivered from the hands of the evil one. Not only did Jesus' brothers finally believe in him, but in Acts 1:14 it tells us that they were present at the upper room on the day of Pentecost. Acts 1:14 says this. They all joined together constantly in prayer along with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. The scripture says that they were in one accord, constantly praying, but the big picture is mother's boys were in church. They were in church. They were gathered together in prayer. And on the day of Pentecost, that must have been amazing. Please remember, mothers, grandmothers, prayer changes things. I know you guys pray with one another, but I know most of your lives, not every detail, not everything, but I know we all need prayer. To pray for each other. Me, you, all of us need to pray for our children and our grandchildren. Specifically, all of us need to pray for each other and each other's children and each other's grandchildren. And I know we pray for each other, but I mean, this is stirring up in me. Specifically. Amen. Pray and ask the Lord to put it on your heart for a family, you know. Me too, our family, you know, right? Pray for each other's children and each other's grandchildren. Mary, the mother of Jesus, knew what it was like to have some of her children saved and some of them lost. Mary knew how it felt to have some of her children going to church and some of her children not. She knew how it felt. But like you, like us, Mary did not give up on them. She loved them the same. She loved them the same. You may be saying, Pastor, it'll take a miracle for my children or my grandchildren to get saved and start going to church. Well, I want to remind you, it took a miracle for any of us to get saved. Right? It took a miracle for any of us to get saved. It took a miracle for any of us to start making a commitment to come to church and be faithful. Especially me. It was a miracle because of my mama's prayers. And the power of the Holy Spirit drawing us into salvation. God is in the miracle business. 2 Peter 3:9, it says this, the Lord is not slow. Oh, you parents, you moms, dads, I know it's Mother's Day, but this dads, you hear me, right? The Lord is not slow. You think it's taking a long time for your children, your grandchildren to make those personal commitment decisions. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise as some understands slowness. Don't let that go over your head now. Come on. We think it's, in our little minds, we're thinking it's taking a long time before our husbands, for our wives, for our children, our grandchildren. We think it's taken a long time, but the Bible says the Lord is not slow in keeping his promise as some understands slowness. He said instead, he is patient with you. He is patient with your children. He is patient with your grandchildren. He is patient, not wanting anyone to perish. But everyone to come to repentance. That's encouraging. That is encouraging. God's got them in the palm of his hand. Don't look at the children, the grandchildren. Put your eyes on Jesus. He's got them all in the palm of his hand. John 3:17. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that through him the world might be saved. Mary's prayer for her boys was answered because of the miracle of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Mother, grandmother, your prayer will be answered. You hang on. For me and my household, we will serve the Lord. You hang on. You keep trusting God. Now I'm going to close and listen to this. Listen, just hear me right on this. Mothers, and when I say that, I mean grandmothers too, okay? Mothers worry. It's just part of the job description. Right? I mean, we can be positive, motivated, encouraging, enthusiastic, and all that. I quote scriptures to you about not having anxiety. Come on, can we be real? Mothers worry. It's just part of life, being a mama, the grandma. One of the biggest worries a mother has is for the safety of her children. But here's an interesting twist of that. The biggest worry for a Christian mother is for children's salvation. Moms, aren't I right? Mary, the mother of Jesus, was the same. She understood. She did. I want to remind every mother and grandmother here today that your prayers are precious to the Lord. They are precious to him. Don't give up on your boys. Don't give up on those girls. No matter how old they may be. They could be teenagers. They could be 20 years old, 30, 40, 50 years old. Don't give up. Keep praying. Keep teaching. Keep loving. A miracle is in the making because of your prayers. God loves your children. God loves your grandchildren. hold on, Mama. Hold on, Grandma. Keep your eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. Amen. Now, if your mother, grandmother, want to be a mother, all those things in between, I'd like for you to stand again. I know Gary had you stand. If you don't mind, just stand. I'm going to pray for you. And so let's all close our eyes, and I'm going to actually read a little prayer that I wrote. So let's all close our eyes. Father God, to all the mothers who have invested so much into the lives of their children, may you be blessed, strengthened, and empowered by His Spirit. And may you know deep down the immeasurable greatness of the gift that you are to this world. In Jesus' name, amen.